Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's Tuesday, the 11th of November, 2014. I'm Simon, this is my audio blog. Obviously, a very, very important day today, 11th of November, where we remember the men and women who fought to save the freedoms of their countrymen. I shall be paying my respects at the relevant time, and we owe them a huge debt of gratitude for the sacrifices that they made. I want to reply quickly to Stefano, who's been having problems with his Mac Mini. His Mac Mini is newer than most of the Macs I've got, that are running Mavericks, and he's having problems with Mavericks on it. It should be fine. I've got MacBook Air next to me in the car here, and that runs Mavericks, and that's going to be less powerful than the Mac Mini. So he should be fine with it. He's taken a really smart strategy about it. He's got an external hard drive which is slightly larger than the internal hard drive, and he's going to rationalise them so that they both contain the same files. And so he's got sort of a perfect copy of the files on both disks. And he's going to wipe the external hard drive and then reclone it again so that it's exactly the same as the internal. And then I think he's going to go back to the original version of OS X that came with his machine and install that on the internal hard drive and then take it from there, see if it improves things. And then maybe go back through upgrading through to Mavericks again, or Yosemite if he can't get out of Mavericks anymore. So it's a good plan. I wondered, actually, that cloning process, you've got an opportunity there, actually. So once you've cleaned the external hard drive, reformatted it, when you then recopy everything onto that, don't know what software you're planning to use for that, but if you were to use one of the cloning tools like SuperDuper or Carbon Copy Cloner, and the one that I've used to do this on several occasions is Carbon Copy Cloner. If you use that, you can make an absolute perfect copy of your internal hard drive onto your external hard drive, including the operating system. And then you could boot up your Mac Mini from that external drive and see whether it performs better with being booted up off that external hard drive rather than booted off the internal hard drive. Because it could be that you've got a problem with the drive or with the connection to the drive or something like that. I don't know. But it's a great opportunity to try things out on that external hard drive. Try booting on that and try upgrading. You could even try the software upgrades, or downgrades indeed, on the external hard drive first before you commit it to the internal hard drive. Whichever way around, really. But you've got that flexibility, I believe, that you can boot off the external hard drive. So that might be worth a try. Just in case it is a hardware problem with the hard drive, the internal one. You never know. I wish you good luck with that, Steph. And I'm sure you can get a lot more life out of your Mac Mini. I think it's a fine little machine, that, and even if it means that you need to stay with Tiger or Lion or Mountain Lion or whatever was it, yeah, you can still get a hell of a lot of life out of that, and you might not necessarily be able to use the latest Apple software like the Xcode, but then you could have. You know, you could have Xcode on your external hard drive and have that running Mavericks. And just use the Mavericks when you want to use Xcode. you know, there's all sorts of ways of getting getting more life out of that. But hopefully, you know, a really clean install will go a long way. I don't know whether you're... I think a lot of Mac users, including me, end up just sort of upgrading the OS X. And it can get quite messy. Whereas if you can bite the bullet and go for a clean install of OS X and clean install all your apps and then just drag the files over you need, rather than importing your profile and stuff and all your preferences, if you can rebuild your profile on Mac OS, that can also help to get rid of oddities and funny kernel extensions and bits and bobs that that are hung over. Probably should do something like that to my MacBook Air actually. I'm having problems with the I've got a Sophos antivirus installed on there for work, and I think when that was installed, it was they had I had Lion on there as the operating system, and now I've upgraded it to Mavericks. I can't get into the preferences or anything in Sophos to even troubleshoot and shut it down and start it up and stuff. It's it's just not compatible with Mavericks. I might need to do something drastic, like reinstall macOS and create a new profile. Right, now I need to find an external hard drive that's slightly larger than the internal. Thanks very much for listening, and good luck, Steph. And look after yourselves, and I'll speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.